Recording.
I'd like to call to order the December 2nd meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Vehicle Parade Commission. The director, please take the role to establish a quorum.
Yes, Rick Fifield.
Present.
Steve Bergeron.
Present.
Cynthia Stewart is absent. We have a quorum.
Okay, I see we have an applicant for 610 Bienville. We have the staff report, please.
Sure. 610 Bienville is a green rated main building. This is a proposal to install keypad, intercom, and door hardware for application materials received November 1st, 2024 and November 17th, 2025, respectively. The recent renovation of this property as an accessory office use for the Hotel Monleon is nearing completion. The applicant has submitted the following door hardware for review: a slage lever set and deadbolt combo in matte black. Staff notes that thumb latch hardware is preferred and is considered acceptable per ADA standards. A PDK single gang keypad measuring 5.7 by 3.3 by 1 is proposed to be installed at the strike side of the main entrance door casing. The applicant stated that they preferred a recessed option but were unable to find one that met their needs, so they sought the lowest profile they could. Staff notes that the numbers on the keypad do remain visible when not in use. An IXDV surface mount weather resistant IP video door station is proposed for installation above the keypad. It measures approximately 8 inches by 4.5 by 2. Staff finds the proposed intercom and keypad to be somewhat visually intrusive in comparison with more discreet residential keypads and hardware, but less so than many other commercial intercoms. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding the proposed access hardware and lever set.
Great, thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property, please?
Yeah, Richard Cho, SCNC Architects, 2134 Magazine.
Great. Do you have a response to the staff report or a presentation you'd like to make?
No. no real response. I mean, we went through, looked at seriously probably 12 systems and narrowed it down to what we have here. So there's really just two companies involved, so we're pretty able to pretty much match the color and textures. It's not like three different companies or four different companies.
So the slide, I think this is the next, no, one just before this one. Is that what it will look like?
Yeah, and that's actually on the door.
It's just right, so it's on the door.
Attached to the door, yeah.
So
no, I'm sorry, it's the jam.
On the jam, so the door is to the right.
The adjacent jam.
Yeah. Committee, any questions for the applicant? Oh, I see it. It's actually the same chair.
So does that keypad slide up in it, or is it always hanging out like that?
No, it just possibility attaches below it. Or it could really go anywhere, but we try to simplify the look by.
Is there any public comment on this proposal? Any comments?
I presume that this is all kind of meant to integrate with a whole system that's for the whole hotel. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. It does network with the rest of the hotel, exactly.
So you may be kind of locked into a limited selection of options.
We were driven more by just the smaller, you know, the smallest functional thing that they needed, because they need to be able to buzz people in as the sales department.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need to be able to lock it manually as well when power's down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the thumb latch.
And you didn't find one that was integrated where the intercom was integrated with the keypad?
No, we couldn't, other than there were some that were just like silver and bigger and boxier. Mm-hmm. We felt like what we ended up with was low profile and it was tiny. You know, it fits on the jam perfectly. So it's, mm-hmm. Most of them are wider.
Yeah. And this is non-historic fabric here, or the fabric that isn't of age with the building.
Rick, what do you think about having the keypad on the side of that camera?
I think, you could probably do that.
That might reduce
That's where the wiring is kind of coming from anyway. I don't know that that would be that big a deal. It's a hardwired system.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that would be preferable, then, you know, we could definitely look into that.
Yeah, I mean, my take here is by not recessing it or trying to make it less visible, you're having less impact on the wood and masonry that's there. And so if you can make it just a little bit less, a little bit tighter installation, like Stephen suggests, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, I think if it's on that face that's perpendicular to the street, then you're not, it's not...
On the wood
I feel like it would be
wood,
less.
On
yeah,
the wood face. Yeah.
The wood jam. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that work for you?
I think we could make that work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. So is there a motion?
As long as it would mount and you could still see out the camera. You know, I don't think it sticks away from the jam that well. I don't remember how deep it is.
Okay. So
okay.
You have a motion?
Yeah. In the matter of 610 Bienville, I move to conceptually approve the installation of the proposed keypad and A-phone camera with the keypad to be mounted on the jam surface that's perpendicular to the street to minimize visibility of the keypad.
Could we say if possible?
If possible.
I'm just to give the latitude.
Sure.
If it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
technical stuff.
Yeah. Right. I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Thanks for coming in. Go to new business and 214 Royal Street.
Yeah.
That's you. Oh, you. Okay. Then we are already there. Can we have the staff report, please?
Address is 214 Royal. The work is actually taking place on the Bienville side parking garage, which is brown rated. This is a proposal to install a new emergency generator on the parking garage roof. Her application and materials received November 17th, 2025. The applicant proposes to install a new emergency backup generator for the hotel on the brown-rated parking garage, which fronts onto Bienville Street. The generator measures approximately 5'9" by 23'5" by 9'6" above the surface of the roof, and is shown installed on a galvanized steel frame, which includes two steel access platforms on the Royal and Charter sides of the equipment. Since there's currently parking on the roof, bollards will be installed to prevent vehicular impact with the equipment. The generator is tucked into the rear corner of the roof, adjacent to the existing elevator penthouse. No sound data has been provided, but given the unit's isolated location, it is likely that noise from the generator will not significantly impact its surroundings. The guidelines require committee review for the installation of all rooftop generators. Since the equipment is visually unobtrusive and the building is brown rated, commission review is not required. Staff finds the proposed location discreet and recommends approval.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address again for the record?
Richard Choate with SCNZ Architects, 2134 Magazine.
Thank you. Do you have a staff response to the staff report?
No.
Okay. Any concerns?
It looks like on one of these cut sheets you have highlighted a sound attenuation enclosure. Are y'all installing a sound attenuation enclosure?
It does have a fully encased with weatherproof sound absorbing casing.
And that's in the dimension of what you're proposing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's... Yeah. And there's a cut sheet right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the owner's best interest to make it as quiet and as unobtrusive, because you have guest rooms literally looking directly out to this generator.
Yeah.
Is there any public comment about this installation? I see no public comment. Any last concerns? Anything you'd like to say before we go to a motion?
I'm sorry?
Anything you'd like to say before we go to a motion? Is there a motion in the matter of 214 Royal Street?
Yes, the matter of 214 Royal. I move to approve the installation of the generator as proposed, with any final details to be worked out at the staff level.
Thank you. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Next item is 828 Bourbon Street. Do we have an applicant?
They have requested a referral.
Oh, I didn't get down there. Just a second. At the applicant's request. Do we have a motion for deferral at the applicant's request?
Yes, matter 828 Bourbon. I move to defer at the applicant's request.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Matter is deferred. Is there anybody here to speak about 828 Bourbon Street? Nope. Okay. I just want to make sure you had a chance. We'll go on to appeals and violations and ask if somebody's here for 534-36 Royal.
Yes.
We have an applicant present. Could we have a report, please?
Sure. 534-36 Royal is a main rated, or is a blue rated main building and service hall. This is a proposal to retain and relocate HVAC equipment installed without benefit of UCC review and approval. and to install new equipment in conjunction with an application to address demolition by neglect and work without permit violations. Her application materials were received August 6, 2025, and November 3rd, 2025, respectively. The applicant submitted updated diagrams and roof plans showing the relocation and replacement of mechanical equipment to the service cell roof. Photos of the rear elevation show that many of the existing condensate lines will be removed, but much of the unfortunate piping will remain. The majority of the line sets are shown on the second and third floor plans, penetrating the small roof overhang that protrudes beyond the service cell balcony. It is not clear if the line sets will run straight up from the second floor or how large they will be. While the proposed work is still shown very diagrammatically, staff finds the proposed relocation of the equipment and minimization of the line sets to be an improvement and recommends conceptual approval with final review and approval at staff level. Final materials must include a marked up photo of the rear elevation showing clearly where the new lines will run, as well as roof penetration details for the line sets.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Yes, Graham Hill, 917 Hillary Street.
And you are an owner?
The architect, sorry.
Okay. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report?
I don't. I just want to appreciate the staff for the report. Again, trying to remedy as much of what was cited in the violation as possible, namely the HVAC work that was unpermitted and the condensate lines, as well as the electrical lines for those. So you can see here that basically everything has been routed to the internal. So I met on site with the HVAC contractor and the owner and the general contractor, and we came up with this scheme, which you see here, which basically we have one line set that is the run of which would have been too far to relocate. So what's been proposed is at the top of the screen, you can see we're going to pull the downspout and the gutter off of the wall in order to tuck that condensate line and electrical line behind the downspout so it won't be visible from the courtyard. And that is servicing the apartment at the carriage house in the back on the ground floor. And so you can see it's running to the nearest one-ton unit there. And then the other line sets are all being routed internally, which was the request of the committee last time. And then when they emerge at the proposed roof level, basically they're going to be coming up where you see the dash blue lines at the bottom left of the diagram, and then they will run across the roof. We will work with staff to develop a step detail, essentially a bridging detail from that double door out to the roof in order to clear those lines. And these are all relatively small lines. It's an inch and a quarter copper pipe. They will be insulated, so the final, you know, full diameter of those is about 2 inches. And then they each have an electrical line that runs with those that is much smaller in diameter. So there'll be four line sets running along the right, the bottom part of your screen, and then the single line set up at the top, which will fit and be completely obscured by the downspout in the back. So again, this is really a response to the comments we received last time, trying to clean up everything that was visible from the courtyard. We were not able to do a full line mapping of the plumbing lines that are on the exterior of the building now. As you saw in the presentation, those plumbing lines have been established for a while, have been there. We believe all of them are still active. So at this point, we're not recommending removing any of the plumbing lines just to maintain the usability of the current interior plumbing fixtures. We are going to replace that window you see on the left there with three lights instead of four vertically. The Munson profiles will remain the same, but we're going to essentially remove the panels and rebuild them to match the other windows in the courtyard elevation, which have the three lights in height.
Thank you. any questions for the applicant or for the staff?
Some of these line sets, you said they're penetrating the balcony ceiling.
Yeah, so
are they running?
There is basically they're going to be all run inside of in the stairwell. There is actually there's already a small plumbing chase closet that exists in the stairwell, so we're just going to route them inside of that. And then they actually go back one if you could. So right there on the right-hand image, you can see there's a small outcropping at the roof deck level that's kind of a, you know, square shape, mm-hmm. That protrudes. That is where, so there's a, essentially there's a freeze board or fascia that is on the flush with, it sits proud of the stucco.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 12 inches high. The line sets will emerge from that freeze board and go up through that small portion. What we're planning to do is conceal those by putting in a painted cement board, a beadboard pattern. We're going to paint it white to match the other trim there. But basically, those four line sets that are emerging from the stairwell will come out horizontally and then up through that portion of the roof. And that way, you know, all of the proposed, what we had last time, which was routing the condensate lines and the electrical lines on the exterior, will all be internalized. And then from the courtyard, you won't be able to see them. So they'll pop up through the roof, run over, and then service the units on the roof.
Okay.
Well thought through.
Yeah.
Is there any public comment? No public comment. Anything else we need to say about this? I think it's a huge improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for that. Is there a motion in the matter of 534 through 36 Royal Street?
Yes, the matter of 534 to 36 Royal, I move to adopt the staff report and conceptually approve the proposal with final review and approval at the staff level.
Thank you. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the clear presentation, too.
Yeah,
appreciate
no problem.
That. Okay, next and last item is 411 Bourbon Street. We have an applicant present. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 411 through 15 Bourbon is a yellow-rated main building with a green-rated detached service building. Is the proposal to retain rooftop mechanical equipment and exterior sprinkler lines? Application materials received March 8, 2024 and November 6, 2025, respectively. This application was last before the Architecture Committee a little over a year ago at the November 12, 2024 meeting. At that meeting, the long list of working deviation of the approved plans was addressed, with the majority of the issues being resolved. The committee moved to approve the proposed remedies and intentions, with the exception of the sprinkler and the rear roof mechanical equipment, the applicant to get a structural engineer's report for the rear roof. In the time since that meeting, the applicant has provided an engineer's report stating that the roof is structurally sufficient to support the equipment. Staff and the applicant have also maintained a dialogue regarding these remaining two items. Regarding the sprinkler lines, staff questioned why this building needs to be sprinkled at all. This building is used for non-hazardous storage, is less than 900 square feet, is only two stories tall, and is detached from the main building by more than 10 feet. Staff believes there are no conditions here that would trigger the requirements for sprinklers. The applicant looped in a representative from the state fire marshal's office who stated that the building was designed, approved, and installed to be sprinklered. The explanation continued that it is my belief that any and all life safety features, i.e. fire alarm, sprinkler, shall be considered as these are features that are required by code and law and shall not remove without a proper submittal to our office via plan submittal as to why the life safety feature is being removed and what additional measures are being taken to ensure life safety and property protection. Staff responded requesting a short letter that could be passed on to the Architecture Committee and to the property records, citing the reason for the requirements for this building. Staff noted that the need to be aware of similar requirements will be placed on similar buildings, and pointing out the features of this building do not seem to trigger the need for sprinklers based on staff's understanding of the building code. Staff did not receive any further response from the fire marshal's office. The applicant also submitted a short email from a fire protection installation company stating that there would not be room to install the system on the interior of the building without extensive demolition of the exterior wall. Staff continues to find this work inappropriate and a deviation of the approved plans. Staff notes that there are still options out there, such as reconfiguring the interior space of the main building and or downsizing the size of the current walk-in cooler and walk-in freezer that would allow for a greatly improved condition of this important rear building. Staff notes that the walk-in cooler as shown is approximately 180 square feet, while the walk-in freezer is about 140 square feet, which is a large amount of cooler space. The applicant's current proposal is to paint the sprinkler lines and any other features of the building to match the building's wall, and to install aluminum louvered screening around the rooftop mechanical building. Staff does not find these to be approvable solutions to these instances of work deviation of the approved plans or without a permit, and recommends them out of the proposed retention.
Thank you. I'd like to state your name and address and relationship to the property, please.
Michael Forster, Forster Construction Services, 67570 Antioch Drive, Mandeville, Louisiana, 70471.
Thank you. Do you have a presentation you'd like to make or a response to the staff report?
Pardon?
Do you have a presentation you'd like to make or a response to the staff report?
Just here to answer any questions if they come up. We have painted the sprinkler pipe and its insulation, the same color as the wall. Thought maybe there were photos that Marguerite took of that, but apparently not. But again, ask that the two items be retained. We've gone through the State Fire Marshal, Captain Robinson said it cannot be removed, and the sprinkler contractor has verified that there's not room to put it inside. The only potential solution we could find would be to basically cut a mortise out section of the facade of the brick wall and inset the sprinkler line into that and then re-stucco over it.
Okay, thank you. So
is there an architect involved in this project still?
There was originally.
Do you still have a professional record?
That was when it was originally built.
Okay.
That would have been John Williams. The sprinkler drawings were not part of the package that was apparently submitted to the BCC for the original approval. They did not include the sprinkler drawings.
So you take the next one. You set it up, you can take it.
I feel like an architect needs to, the architect of record who worked on this project and coordinated the sprinkler drawings probably ought to be involved in this conversation right now.
Didn't the report say that the sprinklers could not be removed, but it implied that there could be plans provided? It can be reviewed by the fire marshal.
Absolutely.
So that seems to be a little bit disingenuous.
So they did not say no. They said, you have to ask us to remove them. You can't remove them on your own. And so clearly the path here would be to request equivalency through the professional record. I mean, that's the way to address this.
I have no connection with the professional record, so I have no...
Well, ownership, you're representing ownership in this, aren't you?
Correct. I don't believe there's any existing relationship between the ownership of the property and the architect of the record. I don't know if there's a statute of limitations and how long they remain the professional record.
Well, ownership it's perpetual.
Okay.
The ownership could engage another professional of record to make that same appeal. It seems to be an avenue that hasn't been explored.
You're referring to an appeal to the State Fire Marshal?
Yes. We call it an appeal, but it's a request for equivalency.
The letter from the State Fire Marshal says you can ask.
That's right, and you have not asked.
Correct, but I'm confident, and if you read between the lines, the answer is going to be no. So it seems like a fruitful exercise, but if you want to go that route, that can be done, and then they say you can ask.
Please speak.
Yeah, I would say the staff in their report have at least questioned the requirement of sprinkler in this part of the building. These are design professionals. They at least know a little bit about what we're talking about, and I think we ought to ask the question and get an answer.
They're looking for somebody to take responsibility should the sprinkler system be removed.
No, you're. Yeah, what we're looking.
I've had conversations with the State Fire Marshal. That's what they're looking for.
Again, that's not really our purview. But as long as there's a avenue to explore to get the sprinkler line removed, I think it should be explored before we either approve or deny retention of this element.
I've always wondered what makes this 900 square foot building special. Required it because we have buildings of this configuration and much larger, and this is so anomalous. We never see this.
Right. It's likely because the sprinkler installer proposed sprinklers and the fire marshal approved them, and once approved, they can't be removed.
Correct.
So, I mean, now the question is, can you request to have them removed? I mean, that's the only thing I can see here. And then the rooftop equipment. And this screening. Is that, what are you proposing for the screen?
We couldn't come up with a solution for the screen, so we're requesting that they be retained as is.
What was that little thing that, green stuff?
That was a depiction of what a screen would look like.
Were you the general contractor for the renovation of the building? So you've been called in to fix this, so.
I'm an after the fact person.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We took care of the other things that we were able to whittle the list down, and we're down to this.
So what does the staff think about coming up with a screening proposal? I mean, there's room up there to put something across.
There is.
Is it just...
I guess a screen's an option, but I don't know if it's one of those situations where it's better just to kind of...
Screen becomes more offensive than what's visibly hidden by the landscaping next to it.
And this is, the whole building is rated green, even though the one-story portion appears to be an addition.
Right.
So it is of age. Huh.
We have approved louvered screening in other locations, you know, with the louvers inverted to minimize visibility.
Yeah. And this courtyard is occupied, isn't it?
It's.
Yeah, so I mean, you think that ownership would be interested in making this look as good as possible. And you know, frankly, I'm kind of surprised that you came to us with, so you're just saying we don't want to screen it.
I proposed, the things that are on there were things that I had proposed as suggestions, and what the impact of the screening would be visually. Screening becomes a larger element than what's there now.
But it's just one element rather than a whole bunch of crappy little ones. And I would be thinking that it would just be a continuous, not jig-joggy, but just straight across.
That was one of the, there is such a sketch, there's one even suggesting putting the railing that's on the balcony across the front.
We likely wouldn't recommend
it. Making it solid to look like continuation of the balcony, but.
We likely wouldn't recommend
that. Yeah.
Okay.
The one that showed the corral of the screening around equipment, that could go all the way across from that wall.
Yeah, if we look at, can we find slide number 101? Let's just back a little bit. So you're looking down at there it is. There seems to be a line there that corresponds to the parapet to the right and returns back to the two-story wall that could handle a louver screen.
You're talking about the very leading edge?
Yeah. Just where that flat platform is going across. So basically right here.
Oh, back there, okay.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be proud of the building. But I'm sorry that we don't have the historian here. Does this little one-story building show up at the same time as two-story? I'm just wondering about the rating on this portion of
the... Yeah, I can double check that. It's all noted as green rated. I didn't dive into that aspect of it.
Is anything going to be on that shelf?
The one to the left.
Not that it meets code for accessibility for servicing.
So could that be...
It's a problem. That would have to be made larger.
Well, no. I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying...
You take it off.
Yeah,
take it off.
Yeah,
I have no reason why it can't be taken off. It's serving no purpose.
It may be better to not have something out of
there. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that was the first thing we reviewed, was mounting everything on that wall, and that
that shelf became so large that the code compliant, that it was worse.
Right. Well, I'm just going to note that there's no one present to make public comment, but I'm going to say, any public comment? We have none.
If we were to entertain screening, it could be set up in a straight run of screening. It could be set tight to that leading piece of equipment, but it would have to be taller to screen it. If we move it forward toward the face of the wall, it could be made shorter. Is there, staff, do y'all have any sense for which would read better?
That wall to the right does taper, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And as far as the line of sight goes, I think the screening would only need to be as tall as the piece of equipment that's furthest to the front and go straight across. Your line of sight would then go over the top of it.
Right. Yeah.
And there's not an active terrace across the courtyard. No. So you wouldn't really see this view.
I think the trick here is going to be to build a screen that doesn't project above the line of that tapered parapet that's visible to the right.
That's something that we can work with the applicant to figure out what that
should be.
What is that piece of equipment? Is it also some kind of...
What was that?
What is that piece of equipment that's furthest toward the front?
Towards the front? I don't know. I believe one's for the freezer, one's for the cooler. Maybe two are for that. But they're all related to the freezer or cooler equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Are they new? They look kind of old.
I have no idea.
Well, the violation's pretty old, too.
Yeah, true.
It's been years.
Just wondering if that piece could be shuffled to the back, relocated to the back, so that the screening can be set back further.
I think whatever needs to be done, it needs to include ordering that equipment as best as possible. It seems kind of, sort of ad hoc.
So I think the screen is the way to go for this, for sure. And back to the sprinkler line. You know, I've installed a few sprinkler lines in my time, and none of them have ever looked this bad.
Problems with insulation on it.
And because they chose a wet system, right?
Wet system, and there's heat trace line on it, plus insulation.
So if they chose it.
They would never freeze.
Right.
I mean, it's...
But if they chose a dry pipe or... It wouldn't have been an issue. So there are technical options to make the line less prominent. And then there's also the possibility that the sprinkling system isn't necessary back here at all.
I think a professional of record could be helpful in talking with the sprinkler person to try to work this out.
I don't think that's going to happen. Can't guarantee it. I don't think that's enough.
Well, if the owner was engaged in actually addressing this violation, I have to accept that you are. There is the full ability to engage a different professional vendor who could make that same appeal. So it's not, you don't have to go back to the original guy. You just have to have a willingness to do it.
Let me investigate. How do you feel if the insulation can be removed from the pipe and we just left with the pipe? It can't be more than a 1-inch steel line.
Right. Well, this is the thing. In order to change the nature of the sprinkler line, you're going to have to go back to the fire marshal through professional record to do that anyway. So I'd say the first question would be, do I have to have it at all, or can I change the system to a dry pipe system? So you're going to have to engage this through.
I understand. I can do that through the sprinkler, not the sprinkler company that did the install, but the sprinkler company that I work with. They can do that.
Okay. Well, that's a way forward.
Yeah.
And we don't have them now, so. So, is there anything you'd like to add before we go to a motion?
No, I think we made some progress. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I'll work on finding out if that piece of equipment can be relocated to the back after we take that shelf off, and then come up with a full width screen.
Great. So I'm going to ask for a motion in the matter of 411 Bourbon Street.
Yes, in the matter of 411 Bourbon, I move to conceptually approve the installation of screening of the mechanical equipment on the rear roof, with final details to be worked out at the staff level, or really with a proposal to be reviewed and approved at the staff level, and deferral of the sprinkler line to allow the applicant time to work with a design professional, sprinkler designer or otherwise, to run the traps on whether the sprinkler line back here is needed at all.
Thank you. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for working with us. Hope you are successful with Fire Marshal. That brings us to the end of the agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We have adjourned.